Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive.
It is Wednesday, April 10th. We are here at Jack Cook Field. It is The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. And every day that we get to do a baseball game here at the Jack, I get to hang out with Woody Woodrum, who will be on the broadcast later on, as Marshall taking on West Virginia tonight. And we go on the air with that game at 5:50. But we're here ahead of the game, and we should just do the show from here. Let's just do all the games from here. Can we talk management into that, Woody?
I'd be all about that. Yeah? I think that'd be wonderful. You know, it's wonderful to see the West Virginia University program here as well, because it's been a long dry spell since they've been to Huntington, and this series goes way back to about 1910 was when it started. But the last time that they were in Huntington, I'm pretty sure, was 1996. And they lost to the Mountaineers 12-4. That would have been when Craig Antush was not only the head baseball coach, but in charge of facilities. As you know, we have split that duty up since then, so that's good to see. But they are playing so well. Mountaineers come in after sweeping Kansas, and they're tied for first with Oklahoma for the Big 12 title. But I talked to some of their folks, came in, and they were like, this made you forget Route 2 pretty fast, didn't it? And I said, that and the drive back and forth to Charleston for every game.
Yeah, so. I don't mind playing the one game in Charleston, but it belongs on campus. And yes. Now Marshall has a facility to play host to West Virginia, and you don't have to go out to Route 2 anymore. Nothing against Route 2, but it wasn't Division I quality. This is Division I quality. You have an excellent program in West Virginia coming in, so there should be a lot of fans showing up for this one. And facilities do matter. Imagine the West Virginia baseball program before its facility upgrade.
Right. They were in the same boat.
They've taken off ever since.
Yeah, they really have. They were in the same boat back under their former coach. They hadn't been to an NCAA since his first year. That was 96, and he was one of the people that had a falling out with Dave Peepenbrink and led to Marshall and West Virginia not meeting for years and years. And so when Mazie got the job, the former coach, Jeff Wagner, called him up, and he was like, well, yeah, we ought to be playing two or three times a year. And they set it up at first. Marshall would be the home team at Charleston. You'd play at Beckley, the complete neutral site, although Marshall played a few other games there. And then you'd play in Morgantown. And it was a great series, and people enjoyed it a lot. Charleston always drew a crowd of somewhere between 35 and 5,500. The place would be packed. Beckley would really turn out big for that game as well. So now, though, you know, you can have it home and home. And still play one game in Charleston, which they did earlier this year.
What do you think we'll get today? I don't know if we're going to get a record crowd, weather. Of course, it's a midweek game. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, the weather is a little bit deflating because it although the hard rain is not supposed to come down till 9 o'clock or so, according to all the weather wizards that I have talked to today. So hopefully folks will get here. I mean, I know it's a school night, too, and there's all kinds of reasons for not being here. But, you know, West Virginia Marshall finally back in Huntington like it should have been all along. You know, there was a time when Marshall back in the – when they got their own field over where Buskirk Field is now, it was the best field in the state at that time for baseball.
I can't imagine that. I absolutely cannot imagine that.
Yeah, and they would draw crowds of 2,000 and 3,000 to do that. And Huntington was a pretty good baseball town. They had Mountain State League. They were Cardinals affiliate in the 30s. A lot of Marshall players were picked by the Cardinals, and you know, it was a baseball town. And then, you know, the flood came in 37, and the last thing they were worried about was baseball fields. And it took a while. And Marshall just got caught in the hurry up, and they would play at Woody Williams Field at the former Fieldhouse site. They would play down at the Nickel Plant Field. They would play out at University Heights, and that was mostly dug out by Jack Cook and Lee Peepenbrink, the father of the two boys that played here, Dave and Johnny. And they played out there for about 10 15 years, and it was a playable field, but again, it was a small field. It was an easy place to hit home runs.
Yeah.
And it was a fun place to go watch a game. But I sat under a tarp out there many nights like this. This is so much better to have a
food. Oh, this is so much better. So we're enjoying this inaugural season here at Jack Cook Field. Okay, save some of that for later for the broadcast. Jason Toy will want some of that material as we've got the game coming up. Our airtime for the game between Marshall and WVU will be at 5:50, so an abbreviated show, but we're going to jam-pack it full of a lot of things. I've got it on good authority that the Cassidy Wood is going to roll in here in a few minutes from Channel 13, so she's going to be coming in the booth. But in a few minutes, we're going to be speaking with, now first of all, I'm surprised she's not out there right now taking batting practice, show the guys how it's done. Softball Player of the Week in conference, Bella Gerlach. You know why? Because she was knocking them out of the ballpark.
Tearing them up. There's no doubt about
that. Yeah, she had an amazing go of it. 8 of 12, 4 home runs, and she added 11 RBI to her totals. And Marshall gets a road sweep over the weekend, and her fourth homer of the weekend, and Sun Belt Conference leading 13th. That was impressive.
And that was the only game. It was close.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 15-0, and we're sitting here, and they're already done. We haven't even thrown the first pitch last Friday, and then they rolled again on Saturday, I think 11-1, something like that. But it was a close game, and they're facing a bit of a deficit. And her home run led them to victory in that third straight game. So that's she's really playing very well right now.
Imagine – some players, just happy to get one home run a series. She had 4 home runs in the series, and she has 13 overall, and that's conference leading. That's getting it done. So,
and it was her third multi-home run game of the season over the weekend, and her 4 hits Saturday were a new career high for, and she's got 43 RBIs, which also, by the way, leads the Sun Belt, which is a pretty good softball baseball league.
Now, I was kind of curious. Maybe we could get her out there to take some batting practice, and maybe we could put her up against Bryce Blevins, the pitcher of the week in the Sun Belt for the Thundering Herd. So, it would be ceremonial, obviously.
That guy
can throw.
He keeps you in the game, though. That clock hardly ever gets below 10. He almost always releases before it's out of double figures. He gets the ball. He's got the pitch. Bam. There it is.
I like just to see him go at it one time.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah. I mean, it really would.
Yeah, I just want to see him throw a pitch.
Of course, the softball is only like 45 feet instead of 60.6. So, it gets on you pretty fast. And they can make it because it's underhanded.
Yeah.
They can make a ball rise.
By the way, he's got to throw underhanded. It's softball rules. Softball rules.
So he's going to have to go to the plate, and she's going to pitch ahead of him. She's not really a pitcher.
I think we go back. It's like the shootout in hockey.
Yeah.
She gets a crack at it. He gets a crack at it.
I like it.
That. We should do that. I might not bring that up to her. Quick timeout. We come back. She's going to hang out with us for a few minutes, and then if she can make it on time, because again, Cassidy Wood hasn't been on with us in a while. She's coming to the ballpark, so I told her get over here. We'll hang out for a few and we'll talk. So she's coming up as well. Busy day here at Jack Cook Field. Marshall taking on WVU. Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum with you. It's The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to Jack Cook Field for today's edition of The Drive here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum with you coming up later tonight. It will be Marshall and West Virginia. We go on the air at 5:50. But before we continue, let's talk softball, because really, I think the wrong person is taking batting practice right now. Some of us would just love to hit a home run. And then you have the Sun Belt Softball Player of the Week, Bella Gerlach, who hit 4 this weekend. Why stop at 4, Bella? Why?
Well, I did have another one, but it was counted foul, so.
That's wrong.
I know.
That's wrong.
You should have known.
That's wrong. So Bella's with us. Player of the Week, congratulations. How's it feel?
Thank you. It feels great, honestly. And just being able to have that honor, it's great. I'm blessed to be able to be out on the field and perform.
You had a tremendous weekend, 8 for 12 with those four home runs, also adding 11 RBI to your total. You know, were you just feeling it this weekend?
I really was, and it helps that I have so many bats to be behind me too. We started off the weekend like all of our bats were on fire, and so it kind of takes the pressure off, and you can just not be afraid to fail and just, you know, coast almost.
Yeah, it felt like everyone was having fun out there, and so now you're leading the Sun Belt in home runs. This wasn't just a one-time thing for you. You know, why are you finding success? You know, why does it seem like the ball is slowing down for you and you're able to connect?
I honestly think it's confidence. My coaches, my teammates really fuel my confidence. And every practice, I feel like I'm prepared to step out on the field and beat any pitcher out there.
Bella, you and I have never met before, but we have something in common, and that is working a year near Waldo Stadium. And the Kalamazoo College next door. You were at Western Michigan. So was I as their equipment guy back in 87 and 88 before I got turned around and came back to Marshall. But talk about how did you happen to go to Western and then from Western to here?
Yeah, so I started off at Western. I was recruited there my senior year. I had a little bit trouble recruiting-wise. And then once I got there, there was a coaching staff change. So the coaches that recruited me left. And so I didn't have the best experience there. I'd say, like, I didn't play, and my confidence was, you know, kind of in the gutter a little bit. And didn't perform well, honestly. So when I entered that transfer portal, I kind of had to have the idea that, you know, if something happens and I don't play softball again, like, it's okay. And that's kind of the thing. Like, the transfer portal is really scary, and I would not recommend it unless you truly, truly don't want to be there anymore. But, yeah, and so I knew Coach Z prior, and when she got the job, I called her and was like, hey, like, I'd love to play for you. And so, yeah, here we are.
That's pretty neat. Now, I know you were a little young to go bar hopping in Kalamazoo, but is Waldo's still there, the bar that was kind of near the stadium?
Yeah,
Do they still serve the deep-fried pickle there? that was my favorite.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've been there. But we would always go to University Roadhouse for the Tender Tuesdays.
I've been there, yes. I have been there. Well, that's great. I mean, I haven't had anybody to talk about Kalamazoo with in a long, long time.
Okay, so we need to get Woody some fried pickles here. Yeah.
Deep-fried pickles.
Deep-fried pickles. Bella Gerlach is with us. So you mentioned you had a relationship with Coach Z. What else was it about Marshall? Because you could have those relationships, but you had to make that decision. I really want to come to Marshall, and this is the right fit for me. Why was Marshall the right fit?
I came on campus and I saw just how nice the athletic department was and the plan for the future, because, I mean, we're here in this crazy baseball stadium now, and now softball has a really nice hitting facility. So just seeing, like, the plan for the future with Marshall Athletics, it was so nice. It was so much, like, more progressive than what I thought as a mid-market, honestly. And yeah, and I did meet with Riley Lucas. She was there for my visit, and she was awesome. And also, the coaching staff as a whole is so experienced and so smart. I've learned so many things being here.
How important is that facility building? I mean, that's facilities matter, and you got a really nice one now.
Oh, for sure. Like, anytime you can go in there, hit off the ball machine, hit off some front toss, it's so nice just to get in some extra reps whenever.
Does that help? You know, just to have that anytime you want to, the tools that you need so you can work on your schedule as well?
For sure. Because, you know, sometimes you just want to let off some steam late at night, go out and hit. And then it is a big confidence booster to know that, like, any time that I'm not feeling good about my swing, I can go in there and get some reps done.
That's really so important to a player, and to be able to do it anytime, first-class building, that's all part of it. And you talked a little bit about it. What are your education goals? What would you like to do down the road? What kind of degree are you shooting for?
Right now I'm majoring in exercise science. I was pre-physical therapy, but I decided I don't really want to do that. Both my parents are physical therapists, so I thought that I wanted to join the family business, but, you know, decided
well, that's something else
it.
Now. That's something else we have in common, because I use a lot of physical therapy. Over the years. When you've been here 50 years, you'll probably need something.
Yeah, so right now I'd love to be a softball coach, honestly, just learning more about the game and sharing what I know. So
that's great.
How do you put yourself in that position? You know, you're still trying to be the very best player you can be, but if you want to transition into coaching, you know, what are you doing now to get yourself ready?
Right now, I love practicing with my teammates, too, just on our own. And one person I always go with is Abby Darnley, and she's always asking me, like, hey, like, what's wrong with my swing? Like, what am I doing? So just like seeing other people and hearing what the coaches are telling other people too at the same time kind of furthers my knowledge, and just listening from the coaches and putting two and two together.
Doing extra film study, things like
that. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Has that translated into improvement in your play? So now you know what you're looking for a little bit more, and are you a little bit more vocal out there, you know, when you see something?
Yeah, I think so. Because at first, like, transferring in, I was pretty quiet because I didn't really know how things are ran here. But definitely this semester and getting towards, like, more into game time, I felt that transition into being more vocal.
Now, I've been told you're not quiet and you're fun on the team. you're the one that has the team in a lot of situations where they can't stop laughing.
Yeah. I mean, definitely this year we've all gotten a lot closer, and I've gotten a lot closer with a lot more of my teammates.
Our guest here at Jack Cook Field is Barrett Gerlach. She went 8-for-12, 4 home runs, 11 RBI, and the road sweep over the weekend, leading the Sun Belt with 13 home runs. That doesn't get tired,
43
does it?
Ribbies. I mean, those are big numbers for midseason.
Yeah. So how do you top yourself?
Well, I just kind of always am looking to improve, and honestly, I never thought that I would get here after last year, so just staying confident and playing free, it's really all I can do.
Coach Zirkle, when she was here, it was all about running, and they hit some home runs, but it was all about running. You guys look like you have a nice mix of that power and speed on the base paths.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice, because knowing that when I'm up to bat, like, there's a runner on second that can score on any hit to the outfield, or knowing that at any point, like, someone can hit a long ball, like, it's an even mix, like, even as players, like, we have players that are both long ball hitters and fast on the bases. So it's definitely nice.
We are joined here in the press box with Bella Gerlach. Again, 8-for-12 over the weekend, 4 home runs, 11 RBI, adding to her totals, where she leads conference in home runs. Now, we set you up for a situation. I don't know if we can get this pulled off, but not only were you softball player of the week, but Bryce Blevins was baseball pitcher of the week. You think you could take him? If we worked it out, we would basically be more like a hockey shootout where he would – you would have to pitch to him. Get pitchers of hat. You know, they got a
and
hit.
He would have the bat.
Yeah. He's got a bat. Yeah. So, and we would have him go underhanded. I mean, he's got to. I'm sorry. You know, rules are rules. You think you could take him?
Oh, I don't
think you could take him.
Probably not. Honestly, like, I am not a great pitcher at all.
Okay, but if he's pitching, and if, again, it's softball.
Softball, probably. I could probably take him.
Okay. You'd like to try to see if he could go yard here at Jack Cook?
It would be nice to try,
right?
for sure.
Yeah, but it's been fun to follow your career so far, and just the fact that this team seems to be getting better, having more fun, and you gotta be smiling right now, knowing that okay, I've hit 13. I mean, a lot of people would like to have 13 in a career.
Yeah,
you've got it right now in this season.
It's a crazy feeling.
Our guest is Bella Gerlach, Sunbelt Conference Softball Player of the Week. Hopefully she can come back soon. Congratulations. Have fun watching the game tonight. It's going to be a big one.
Thank you.
When we continue, I believe we've got someone else at the door here at, you know, Mr. O'Leary's going to open the door for us right now. We had somebody try to come in. Okay. I'm getting him to work for me now. We're having fun here at Jack Cook Field. More coming up on today's edition of The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
You want to hear something funny, Woody?
What's that?
I was thinking, yeah, the door opened a minute ago while we were talking to Bella. I was thinking, oh, okay, Cassidy Wood's coming. Channel 13, Sportscaster of the Year, by the way.
Yeah.
National Sports Media Association. Right. Give her her props.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm almost there. And she's at the stage. She was at the radio station.
No.
So she's coming down here. I don't know if she'll get here in time. So hopefully she's listening.
She's going to be pushing it here at 5:33.
She's going to be pushing it. Yeah, maybe she'll get in. We'll try to we'll try to get her in here in just a few minutes.
Maybe she'll big time America Gate. I'm TV.
I would.
My truck has to be parked.
I would. I've been looking to say, look, I'm Cassidy Wood. Let me through.
I am the Sportscaster of the Year.
304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. That's our text line to be a part of today's edition of The Drive here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
A couple of big weekends coming up, you know, herd-wise. It's going to be fun to see, you know, we've big dinner at the alumni that, you know, somehow they invited me to. And then the following weekend, of course, you've got not only the green-white game, but a series of ball games here at the stadium.
Yeah.
Which we're going to do the Saturday game at 7 p.m. after the 4 o'clock football kick. And, you know, we're figuring some folks are going to wander over from football to catch baseball, too.
Let me ask you, though, are you winning an award here soon, Woody?
Well, yeah.
Are you winning an award?
You know, it's like I told her, if you're here 50 years, you know, you might need a physical therapist.
Right, right. But
and that's part of what it is.
You're winning a physical therapist award.
Yes. dedicated service to Marshall is the alumni award. And, you know, the nice thing is Cal Powers, who left here as equipment student manager and all that, worked some on the TV and all that. He went right into a job with the Pittsburgh Steelers in their equipment room. And Cal's being honored as the young alumnus. And Jimmy, my brother, and I had to come over and tape a little bit on Monday for the dinner.
Yeah.
Where we talked about why it's a big deal and Jimmy, why they did it and all that. And Mike was there and he said, Cal went, oh, well, if Woody's there, all the pressure's off then. So he can fill plenty of time.
No,
no. The evening.
I've never heard that about you, that you can fill
Cal
time.
Cal can do that too, though. He's pretty tall. But there'll be a lot of awards, and it's a very nice honor. I'm you know, my whole family's going to be there. A lot of Woodrum's in the house at the Brad D. Smith Foundation Hall.
Isn't there like a national law against having all the Woodrum's in one place? Doesn't it have to be like a designated Woodrum?
It's elevated, you know, no more than six up in the press box or so.
Yeah, I was going to say, there doesn't have to be a designated Woodrum somewhere in a safe house at all times.
Right. Yeah. You know, the weird thing is, since I came here in January of 75 and became football manager, my brother Jim started being a ball boy right that same year. And since then, the team has never taken a field without me or Jim or Bill along for the game. So it's pretty nice, you know, and that's the thing we talked about, was it's such a family atmosphere. It was important to our family of Woodrums, but it's also important because Marshall feels very much like a family for me over the years. And so I'm excited about that Saturday. I mean, I've got to say that's one you don't expect. I had no idea it was coming, and that makes it twice as good that my brothers took time to do that. So, but then the following weekend, we've got the green-white game coming, but we've also got a big quarterback club event for former players, coaches, managers, trainers. If you haven't gotten your information into Mark George, who is, you know, he's the head guy in the quarterback club. He's also with Anheuser-Busch here locally. So if you still want to sign up for that event, he'll have to mail you your hats, your shirts, and some of the stuff. But he's still looking for folks to come to that. And you've still got almost 2 weeks, 10 days. You know, or even call, I'm sure you could call the football office at 696, what is it? 0.064 or something like that.
I don't have that number memorized, yeah, so I can't help you.
I had it for years. I was about to give you the equipment room number. I had to think about it for a minute, but
you know, they could transfer you over.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
call the equipment room. They'll transfer you over.
They probably would.
To the right department. Sell them what he sent you.
But, you know, it'll be nice. There's over 200 some people already registered. So they're going to have an event Friday night, and then they're going to play golf Friday morning out of Creekside, out 152, and then have a buffet-type deal that night. And then they're going to have some events on Saturday as well. And introduce everybody, and then about, you know, I'm going to have to toddle over this way in a little bit, but we'll get here and get the baseball game done too.
Yeah,
so.
And that'll be right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. So looking forward to that part of our showcase. This one's coming up tonight. 5:50 is going to be airtime. So we're going to take our final break before we have to start clearing the deck here. Jason Toy's going to have the call alongside of you, and we'll have it here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. But we'll take our final break for the show, come back, get you set. I'm going to be curious, who's going to make it in here first, Jason Toy or Cassidy Wood?
I mean, that's a good question.
I'm hyping her up. She's texting me, like, I'm coming in, and then she goes to the studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like that's not a dumb thing.
That's no, know, it's like
most days you are there.
They don't let me out of the room there. I had to basically. Oh, by the way, we're going to be here at the ballpark today. I'm just going to go. Yeah, I didn't ask permission.
Yeah, you got a hall pass.
Yeah,
know?
I just left. I left the office and was like, you don't do the show from over here. Yeah. All right, quick timeout. We come back. We will wrap it up. Maybe we'll have a guest. Maybe we won't. That's okay. We're having fun. Paul Swan and longtime friend Woody Woodrum here on today's edition of The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We're back here, Jack Cook Field, Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum. Jason Toy's getting ready. He'll be taking over in just a few minutes. We've got Marshall and West Virginia coming up. It'll be at 5:50 here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Looking forward to sitting back and listening to this one tonight. The Thundering Herd and the Mountaineers in midweek action. Well, Woody, Jason won the bet.
Which was?
Which one would be here first in the booth? It would be Cassidy Wood or Jason Toy, and Jason won. He's in the booth.
Yeah.
It's my guy, by the way. Finished second in our bracket pool. I know you were wanting to ask.
I was wanting to ask.
Yeah, he tied me. I lost the tiebreaker to him because I was thinking it was going to be UConn and Houston, which would be a little higher scoring game.
Right.
And so I didn't get that. We got Purdue, which was a terrible, terrible game.
Yeah, it was.
It was terrible.
I mean, if Purdue doesn't have a 7'4" guy, they get beat like 75-30.
Yeah, it was terrible to watch. So the women's game was more interesting.
Yeah.
For sure. But we're excited. We're excited for that.
Couldn't believe it. Caitlin Clark just disappeared after 18 points in the first quarter. She just went away.
Well, I think the problem here is for Iowa, it's Caitlin Clark and everybody else.
Yeah.
For South Carolina, it's not everybody else. Now, put Caitlin Clark on that team.
Yeah. And in the semifinal game, you know, the girl Gardner turned her knee or something. And she didn't want to come out, but she's still out trying to – and Clark's beating her then because once she turned her knee, she couldn't guard her. But, yeah, they took the ball away from her, and she was trying. Of course, she hit some wide-open teammates who then failed to make a layup or a shot. And, you know, South Carolina's just really good. She is doing a great job there, Don Staley, right, the Carolina coach. And, you know, she's turned them into a powerhouse, and that's a team that we didn't necessarily always think of, South Carolina, as a powerhouse of women's basketball. It was Tennessee for years.
Right, and maybe with Kim Caldwell going down there.
I mean, the expectations there are every bit as high for their women's program as Kentucky's for their men's. And, you know, not really a surprise to me. John Calipari said, you know, I've won – three times as many games as I've lost here, but, you know,
I'm telling
it's time for a new person.
I'm telling you, dial it up. Billy Donovan, dial it up right now. Dial it up.
I could see him leaving the Bulls for that position.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be beloved. Go back to Kentucky, a hero. Billy Donovan, Jason Toy. Billy Donovan.
Did he already turn it down?
Yeah.
Did he?
Did he turn it down?
I didn't know he turned it down.
I don't know if I heard that. What do you look that up? I put my computer away. You look that up.
Okay.
I had to make room for Jason over here in his spot. Remember, I'm in Mr. Toy's spot for the UConn coach turned it down as well. Wouldn't you? I mean, come on, UConn back-to-back national champions? I don't think anybody from UConn's taking the Kentucky job.
No.
Yeah, so you've got a program that spends more money on basketball than Kentucky does. I think UConn definitely is going to be able to retain coaches for a long time to come. But I'm sure somebody will take that Kentucky job. It just is too attractive of a job for maybe – I know you're probably looking for a home run, but I think maybe you look for somebody that could possibly be a long-term investment, maybe develop that, build that program back up. And it's not going to be hard. Just you get the right kids to come in, maybe – you build something over the next few seasons, and you're right back in the hunt contending year in, year out. Okay, so, yeah, Billy Donovan, not a candidate for Kentucky. Thank you, Woody, for looking that up.
Yeah, that's from the Kentucky Wildcats basketball.
Nice to have a research assistant on this show.
Yes.
Nice to have a research assistant.
He's committed to the Bulls, he said, and set to start in the play-in tournament next week and hadn't been contacted. And he said, I'm committed to being here if they do.
Another guy that was committed to Kentucky before he went to the NBA, Rick Pitino.
Yeah,
he was committed as well. It was actually, you wouldn't know this, Woody, but Jason would. He was at our previous employer's studio and said that to us a couple of days before he decided to go to the NBA. Oh, I'm committed. I'm staying at Kentucky, he said. And next thing you know, he's off to the NBA making that NBA money. I mean, financially, it's probably a good maneuver for him. So he's back in college. So maybe Billy Donovan makes that jump back to college. I would like it. I'd take that if I was Kentucky. I would be excited for that. He'd probably be.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, if he's not top one choice, he's one, two, or three in any order.
Yeah, I was going to try to see. They're throwing out some other names here. Dan Hurley, I don't think there's a chance he would do it.
Not doing it.
Jay Wright at Villanova. Doesn't seem like a guy that would want to go to UK.
Maybe a step down from the Big East.
Yeah,
right?
Alabama's coach, I don't know.
No.
Nick Saban leaving, maybe you can turn it into a basketball school.
I think you need to go a tier down or go after a guy like Billy Donovan. I'm not saying, you want to get a guy who's right there and with the extra boost that Kentucky would give you could take you to the next level. And honestly,
Baylor's Scott Drew is certainly a guy. He's 53 right now. He won a title in 2021.
You can tell we're having fun here today. We're going to turn things over. Jason Toy is going to take us the rest of the way. We've got Marshall WVU coming up right here. It's our showcase game on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. For Lowell back in the studio, I'm Paul Swan with Woody Woodrum. Jason Toy coming up next. Have a great game, everybody. Marshall taking on West Virginia here at Jack Cook Field.